four mariners were rescued from their stricken fishing vessel in the Gulf of Alaska on Friday in a mission coordinated by Air Station Kodiak and executed by Air Station Sitka. The trawler Lady Gudney reported fuel problems about 230 miles southeast of Kodiak on Thursday. By Friday, the boat was adrift in high winds and heavy seas. Commander Mo Murphy, operations officer at Air Station Sitka, says his unit decided to be proactive about a possible rescue of the Lady Gudney's crew.
When we heard they were in trouble, we pre-positioned one of our aircraft in Cordova, in anticipation of having to respond.
Cordova was about 200 miles north of the Lady Gudney's position. The Coast Guard air station there is manned in summertime by personnel from Kodiak, but it's not usually manned at all in winter. But with winds clocking at around 50 miles per hour out of the north, Cordova proved to be the ideal location for the air station Sitka helicopter to launch on Friday morning.
The seas were 20-foot seas with occasional 30-footers, and so anytime you're over a boat that's moving that much, it's going to get a little sporty for the basket and anybody that's in the basket or trying to go down and help folks out. So yes, it was close to our limitations, both for distance. We ended up being about 235 miles away from Cordova. The crew only had about 30 minutes on scene before they had to return to base for fuel.
The Air Station Sitka helicopter successfully hoisted all four crew members of the Lady Gudney and flew them across the Gulf to Kodiak, where they were reported to be in good health.